So we're going through Ecclesiastes. We're still in the first few verses, actually. Today we're going to look at verse 8. This morning I walked up to Eunice and I recited to her something that when Nancy was taking accounting, somebody said in Nancy's class in accounting, they asked a question, they raised their hand, they said, "Is that a preferred convertible debenture stock receivable allowance?" And I said that to Eunice because I wanted to see the look on her face. And it was like, huh? So today we're going to talk about non-rational, irrational, and absurd. And when you leave here today, you're going to know the difference between non-rational, irrational, and absurd. I hope there will be some other things you know, but that will be something that you'll know when you leave today. So everybody should have a handout. If you don't, I think I didn't bring enough today. Maybe there's one over here, a few over here. So let me. I don't think there's enough over in this row over here. So if you could all just, anybody has any extras, if you could pass them to this side of the room and to the back of the room, please. Okay. So if you look at the handout, there's just a little item number one is a little outline of where we are and what's going on. And if you haven't been in this series, or even if you have been, I'd encourage you to go back through and read verses 1 through 8 with this outline in hand, because that'll help set the table for where we're continuing to go in this series. So verse 1 identifies the author, the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Verse 2 identifies the theme of the book. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Verse 3 is the thesis. The thesis question: what does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun? So we have the author, the theme, and the thesis in the first three verses. And then the last time that we met to talk about this, we went on a nature walk. And verses 4 through 7 are a nature walk. And it's not the kind of nature walk where you go and you marvel at the trees and the birds and the sun and the water and just in that way. This is a different kind of a nature walk. As he goes through his nature walk, he observes just how much repetition there is, how much cycling there is, really how much futility there is in nature. It just goes over and over, and the water just keeps running and running, and the wind keeps blowing and blowing, and nothing really ever happens. And so he likens that to life, and that's where we are today. His reaction to the nature walk is the verse we're in today. All things are full of weariness. A man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. If you're not feeling down and depressed and kind of, if there's like a cloud over the room yet, stick around, because we got further down to go. So, but we'll get it back up. We'll bring it back up. It's okay. So, irrational, non-rational, and absurd. What does irrational mean? Well, let's start with non-rational. What does non-rational mean? I have those in the wrong order. What does non-rational mean?
That when the dots don't connect.
The dots don't connect. There is no connecting of dots. Very good. Any others? Non-rational. Is faith non-rational?
No. Not true faith.
Okay, so faith is not, anybody disagree with that? Faith is not non-rational, okay? All right. So what's the difference between non-rational and irrational?
Irrational, it's not that the dots don't connect, it's that you're connecting the wrong dots.
Great. I didn't go over this at home at all. It's wonderful.
You're doing a good job, brother.
Nobody's looking over my. You don't look over my shoulder.
Your Facebook open.
Yes. Some of you know that my daughter loves to leave messages on my Facebook. You know, dum de dum dum dum. He left his Facebook open again. non-rational would be 225. There's no dots. There's no connection. There's no relationship. There,